So how does the struggle in New Orleans, how is it a part, I mean, you guys kind of talked about this, but if you want to add more to it, how is it a part of and impact the broader struggle for justice in this country?
Well, I think that we're at a very remarkable moment to be able to change the way that the entire framework about the way that we talk about, like, injustice happens. Like, sorry, we're at a, to change the way that we talk about injustice and bring, and, like, actually talk about it as, like, these are human rights issues. So to give America an international context and an international language, which usually is very much defied in this country, because, like, I think that we can be very insular over here because it's, you know, huge, right? And just the way that we are meant to, like, shape and construct our realities is that it's different from other places. Like, we are actually at a time where we can align our social movements in this country with the human rights and social movements of everywhere else, right? And so, and I see it happening slowly. But I see it happening, and so it's good that we're able to do this. It just takes a lot of education, but that's what I see.
How?
Why did I just do that?
I don't know. You were passing information or something. It's the same question.
How we need tangible sustainability. Stop giving your money to the Red Cross if you're doing it. Stop raising money and donating it to these corporations who run commercials with Aaron Neville's song and some sad pictures. Because that is not the majority of that's not what we look like. Do I look like that to you? So we don't like pity. New Orleanians don't like pity. We hate it. We're very proud people because we can sustain ourselves and the rest of a city. You know what I'm saying? So we need tangible sustainability. Demand that the U.S. adhere to the UN guidelines for internally displaced peoples. Police the U.S. on the grounds of crimes against humanity, because that's what it is. Demand that Blanco release the LRA funds that she's been sitting on and accruing interest for the past, I don't know, year to 9 months, maybe. If y'all don't know what that is, it's the Louisiana Recovery Authority, the Road Home Program, which, oh, by the way, there's no incentive for renters, which all of us happen to have been, but it's only for homeowners. That's another thing. Renters' rights have to be highlighted in this. A lot of individuals in New Orleans were also renters. But these funds would allocate a $150,000 grant to every homeowner whose property was damaged or lost to rebuild their home. At this time, Cece's husband, who happened to be a carpenter electrician, is in New Orleans waiting with a list of about 200 people to fix their homes for them until the money comes from the state. So the money's there. It's not like there's no money. There's plenty of money. We know that. We're the richest country in wherever right now. I don't know if we're on Earth. So demand that she release those funds. Put pressure from wherever you are. Become knowledgeable of all these things going on. Big easy money, profiteering. The same companies in Iraq right now are the companies doing recovery efforts and getting the no-bid contracts in New Orleans. This is a problem. And so we need more forums like this. We need to come out and speak. We need people to know this information. We need media coverage. We need it all. We need it all. Everything.
I hate to make the connection between 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, but please do.
The only reason I do say the two in the same sentence is not to discredit any of the tragedy, loss of life that occurred. Two buildings came down. The whole Gulf Coast was decimated. Whole coastline of people were moved basically the largest migration of African Americans since slavery. And I can't help but think that had that not been the case, we might have gotten a little bit more of a dignified response from the media, from the government, and aid wouldn't have taken so long and not arrived. Survivors and victims of 9/11 are still being compensated for that. Most survivors didn't even receive the $2,000 that was supposed to aid you in your immediate needs, let alone monies for personal property loss or any kind of further assistance. Most people got nothing but leaving their homes and never returning. So I just want that to sit with everybody for a minute.
Just a few little numbers. 9/11, we're talking a mile radius. Katrina, 140 miles of coastline. 9/11, I'm not sure how many people. A few thousand, maybe more.
A couple thousand, a few thousand.
Throughout the Gulf, talking to over a million people, maybe. Throughout the entire Gulf, between the two hurricanes, from Lake Charles to Mississippi or further. Yet you see in the news a lot of attention placed on, oh, he bought a car with his FEMA money, those who did receive the personal property money and things like that. He bought a car, bad him. I'm sorry, did you not see? My van was washed away by a car. It's on the sidewalk.
It's turned over.
Turned over. Somebody turned it back before I got there, though. So he might need a car. It's these little things that really, it hurts after a while. No one's saying to the woman from 9/11 who bought a diamond ring, she shouldn't have bought a diamond ring. Somehow she deserves it. Somehow, some way, she's entitled to have that ring because President Bush, brought down the towers. There's a problem. There's a problem. That's it.
And just to say, like, in the grand scheme, like, social justice, I'm not trying to say, like, this is, that we're a blank slate or anything. I think that for the city of New Orleans, we are fortunate to be, like, an experimental ground. I'm not saying I necessarily, for liberatory projects and things like that, like for alternative sustainable communities, like what that's going to look like, that's the only way that we're going to be able to do it, because the actual mainstream money is never
coming.
it's 40
coming.
Acres at this point in time, and
still waiting on the 40
yeah,
acres.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like we have to be able to to get scrappy, and like, and now's the time to show, like, well, you know, put your money where your mouth is. It's lawless.
Yeah, build it
up. You know
what
I mean?
Let's
it's like
it.
It's time to do what we got to do. So
take the radical thoughts and apply it. Apply it and be serious.
Yeah.
Leverage your resources. Do it. Now's your time. Here's your open canvas. No one's stopping you.
Well, no, there are people that are going to stop you.
Well, no one's stopping you right now. When you start doing it, they'll try, but no one's stopping you. So did she want to go? No?
Let me...